年。4月23日傍晚，大约100名温哥华的法轮功学员在固兰湖街的中领馆前举行了集会活动，纪念在1999年4月25日发生的为信仰自由和平请愿26周年。
Michelle Fong, a representative of Vancouver Falun Dafa Association, said at the rally, "Before communism, China had 5,000 years of spiritual culture. In 1966, the atheist Communist Party launched the Cultural Revolution and destroyed much of this heritage and killed millions. Then in 1992, the ancient spiritual practice of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, debuted in China. Just like China's ancient culture, Falun Gong focused on regaining spiritual purity by upgrading morality and assimilating to the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
温哥华法轮大法协会代表方女士在集会上发言说，在共产主义之前，中国拥有5000年的神传文化。1966年，无神论的共产党发起了文化大革命，摧毁了大部分传统文化，并杀害了数百万人。1992年，古老的法轮大法，也称法轮功，在中国首次传出。正如中国古老的传统文化，法轮功注重通过提升道德、遵循真、善、忍、普世价值来净化心灵。
According to the Falun Dafa Information Center, within a few years, Falun Gong spread across China faster than any spiritual teaching in history. It was awarded and supported by the communist regime. China's Public Security Bureau praised it for its crime-fighting virtues, and state news reported that over 100 million people were practicing, and its health benefits helped save the country $100 billion Chinese dollars per year in medical fees.
据法轮大法信息中心介绍，几年内，法轮功在中国的传播速度超过了历史上任何一种精神信仰。传播之初，他曾获得了中共的奖励和支持，中国公安部门赞扬其改善社会治安起到了影响。90年代后期，据官方媒体报道，超过1亿人在修炼法轮功，在健康方面每年为国家节约1000亿元的医疗费用。
But the rapid growth of such a popular group, not subject to the control of the Communist Party, worried the political leadership under the then General Secretary Jiang Zemin.
不过，法轮功学员人数的快速增长，让时任中共党魁江泽民害怕危及自己手中的权力。
Starting in 1996, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, began using literary hacks to slander Falun Gong. On April 23, 1999, a violent incident occurred in Tianjin, where riot police brutally beat and illegally arrested more than 40 Falun Gong practitioners.
于是，中共就在1996年开始利用文痞污蔑法轮功。到了1999年4月23日，天津发生防暴警察粗暴殴打、非法抓捕40多名法轮功学员的恶性事件。
On April 25, 1999, over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered peacefully outside the government central appeals office in Beijing. According to the media TV footage, the practitioners stood or sat on the sidewalk of the street peacefully without shouting or slogans.
99年4月25日，上万名法轮功修炼者到北京信访办和平请愿。当时的媒体视频画面显示，他们静静地站立或坐在路边，没有口号和标语。
Later that day, then-Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji held talks with several Falun Gong practitioners and promised that the authorities would not move against the faith group.
当时的朱镕基总理接见了几个法轮功学员代表，并承诺学员，政府不会反对习练法轮功。
By nightfall, the practitioners detained in Tianjin were released on instructions from the central government. All the appealing practitioners in Beijing dispersed quietly and went home.
那天晚上，经中央指示，天津被抓的40多名法轮功学员获得释放。随后，在北京上访的法轮功学员全部有序撤离回家。
However, on the night of April 25, 1999, Jiang Zemin wrote a highly confidential letter to other relevant leaders charging that there were masterminds behind the scenes of the April 25th incident. The letter characterized Falun Gong as a state enemy, which must be monitored and controlled to protect the safety of the CCP. 3 months later, the CCP started its violent crackdown on Falun Gong.
不过，就在4月25日当晚，江泽民在写给中共政治局常委的信中，声称法轮功学员的和平上访有幕后指使，并要共产党战胜法轮功。3个月后，中共开始对法轮功进行暴力镇压。
Miss Zhou, 76-year-old, was holding a banner of "Stop persecution of Falun Gong" at the rally.She said that she was illegally arrested by police twice in China simply because she wanted to let the Chinese people know that she benefited physically and mentally after practicing Falun Gong. After she moved to Canada 10 years ago, she came to the Chinese consulate to protest against the persecution almost every week.
现已76岁的周女士在集会上打着停止迫害法轮功的横幅。他告诉记者，自己因身患多种疾病而开始修炼法轮功，修炼后无病一身轻。迫害发生后，他因为告诉民众自己的经历而两次被非法关押。自从10多年前移民到加拿大后，他几乎每周都到中共领事馆前，让过往的人们了解中共对法轮功的迫害。
The commemoration of the April 25th appeal is an annual event held by Falun Gong practitioners worldwide. This year has seen rallies and parades since the weekend in countries such as the US, Canada, the UK, Japan, New Zealand, Belgium, Taiwan, and Singapore.
纪念425和平上访是全球法轮功学员每年都要举行的活动。今年从上个周末以来，在美国、加拿大、英国、日本、新西兰、比利时、台湾和新加坡等国的法轮功学员都举行了集会和游行活动。
Ms. Fang said at the rally in Vancouver, "We are grateful for the millions of people around the world who are crystal clear that Falun Gong is good and that the evil CCP is a time-tested, lying, psychopathic regime."Falun Gong practitioners firmly believe that good will always prevail in the end. She called on Canadians to protect their integrity from the Communist Party's lies.
方女士在温哥华集会上对世界各地民众支持法轮功表示感谢。她说，我们感谢全世界数以百万计的人们，他们清楚地认识到法轮大法好。而邪恶的中共是一个靠谎言维持的变态的政权。法轮功修炼者坚信，正义终将战胜邪恶。方女士呼吁加拿大人守护自己的良知，抵制共产党的谎言。
Where's the definition?I saw it on this page's last class. Where is that? I can't find it. Oh, I wanna die. Tomorrow is the due date, but I still couldn't find the definition. Anybody helps me?
It is easy to find the students who have the study stress before or after the deadlines.Or the other modern stress his people's mind, find, work, wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute that could have some of the professions help you get out of this stress or decrease the several extents of them. Finding at work, wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute.org.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song by Patrick Blanton, and it's called Sky, which is from the album also titled Sky, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit northwoodmusic.ca. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chant Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目时间，欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Patrick Blanton 演唱的歌曲 Sky， 希望您喜欢。 Applex is a song by Marin Little and it's called Wishing Well, which is from the album titled Ninth of Time, released 2019。接下来请大家欣赏来自 Marin Little 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Wishing Well。Netflix is a song by Errol Posen and it's called Better Late Than Never, which is from the album titled How Long, released in 2019. Oh, sorry. It was released in 2018. For more information, you can visit www.aeroposen.com。 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Aeroposen 演唱的歌曲 Better Late Than Never。
How could I show you if I can't even say it? A record on the table won't sing till you play it. I know that you're hurting these things that I've done. If I could take it back.Would you roll the dice? Even if you've been
Here comes the last song for today's music segment of the Chen Show. And it's a song called 乡间小路 which means countryside path. And I wish everyone a great weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon. Thank you for listening. 今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲是来自齐豫演唱的《乡间小路》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。我们下个星期再在 CJSF90.1 FM 电台空中相会。